Hello, everyone. Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com here. Welcome to our latest podcast. This is the first in what will probably be several on the topic of condoms in porn, mandatory condoms in porn, the choice to use condoms in porn, all kinds of different condom-related issues. This is the first. Now, we may cover a few other topics near the end and try and keep these short, but we'll see if any good topics come around. But I really needed to address the condom issue because it's come up again. Actually, just today, the State Assembly sort of shelved their latest efforts. And, you know, we still do have Measure B, which was voted in by the voters of Los Angeles County, to deal with. And what's going to happen from here out? The main thing, I wanted to start this, so anyone who listens to any of the later versions, please refer back to here if you're ever confused. My position on condoms and porn is now what it has always been. And that is that I'm in favor of it if it's a choice of the performer, the company, and or the audience. I believe that choice has to be there. It can't be any more clear than that. Years ago, I didn't list condom use, and many readers wanted it because they didn't want to see any condoms in their porn. And if condoms were listed, they wouldn't buy them. You know? And to be honest, I didn't notice. It's not something that is first and foremost in my mind when I'm watching a scene. It doesn't bother me. It isn't a fetish of mine that turns me on, but it also doesn't bother me. So it doesn't matter to me one way or another. I know that for a lot of you, it does matter. And that makes it hard to sell condom porn. But I've always been in favor of it. And the choice must be threefold. The choice of the performer to perform with it or without. The choice of the company to shoot with or without and to market that same product, and the choice of the consumer to be able to buy bareback or condom. Either one. That's the choice that I believe needs to exist. Is that choice always perfect? No, of course not. Another podcast later on down the line, we will get into defining choice and what that means to people. This one is not about nitpicking and definitions and even debating. I'm going to play this one absolutely straight and just deal with the fact. That's my position. My position is that all three should have choice. The problem is the alternative that's being sold right now and supported by some in the industry, some around the industry, and certainly a lot out of the industry, is a complete lack of choice. Mandating condoms, and not just condoms, by the way, the support for things like this drastically decreases among people who enjoy porn when they realize what it really means. Not just condoms for anal and vaginal intercourse, but condoms for oral intercourse, condoms for hand jobs, condoms for tit jobs, no cum shots anywhere on exposed skin, and dental barriers for girl-on-girl sex. That's what we're actually talking about here. And by mandating that, you take away the choice to all the three groups that I said I was concerned about, performers, companies, and consumers. Now lose the right to choose. Any company that wants to do that can do it now. And they can market it to any fan who wants to see that and use any performer who wants to perform that way. That choice already exists. The option here, the opposite of my position, is that absolutely the choice is taken away because it's mandated. I don't agree with that. I don't know who exactly would agree with that. Not everybody who is in opposition to my position believes in that, but that's the alternative that's being given to us. We're not being given logical middle ground. We're being given, you will do this. It's coming largely from outside forces, from OSHA, from religious groups, from AIDS advocates. And I need to be very, very clear. There are people running this, spearheading this drive, who absolutely believe that they are doing right, who genuinely care about performer safety and about health in general. There are absolutely good people on the other side. There are also people whose sole aim is to end this industry in Los Angeles, in California, in the United States, in the world. They'd like to spread that way. Those people I don't support, obviously. And I don't think a lot of the people who genuinely care about performer safety support them either. But even those people have a right to their views, and I respect them. I respect those who say they are acting on behalf of performer health. I respect those who believe they are following the law. I even respect those people who believe that porn is bad and should be shut down. I disagree with them on different levels. I don't disagree on protecting performer health. You know, there are other areas where I disagree. But I absolutely respect the quote-unquote opposing views. It's a little tiresome to have to constantly re-explain a position that's very clear. Very clear. And I realize a lot of people are not interested in having an actual discussion about this. We're just going to shout down the other side and say that they're foolish, or that they're not part of the industry, or that they're towing the company line, or they don't care about performer health, blah, blah, blah. Go back to the first 5 minutes of this podcast and tell me where I said I don't care about health. I do care about health. I absolutely care about this industry and the people in it. Some of my best friends have come out on the other side. Aurora Snow, who I respect absolutely, came out in favor of Measure B, and I defended her when she got attacked because I believe she has an absolute right to that position, and she makes an excellent case for it. Oddly enough, though, she doesn't feel the need to go out and attack me personally and be stupid about it. So I will once again state very clearly, I am absolutely in favor of safety. Do I believe that the best way to keep people safe is mandatory condoms? No, I don't, because I don't think that really helps the industry. I think it shuts it down. I'm absolutely in favor of testing, better testing than we have in place, testing for more diseases, and a more open idea to using condoms. Because this is just logic. Are condoms helpful? Yes, of course they are. Of course. It's very simple. Do condoms make porn safer? Yes. Yes. Condoms, as spelled out by OSHA, that includes blowjobs, that excludes pop shots, that does not allow for uncovered sexual contact, makes it absolutely safer. Period. End. Do I believe that that would be a wise decision for someone whose first concern is safety? Yes. Do I believe people will buy that kind of porn? I don't know. That's something that somebody else has to figure out. It's not my job. It's not my primary concern. My primary concern is doing what is safe within the confines of our industry. Would removing tackle from professional football make it safer? Yes, of course. Anybody who watches football would say, you know how to make it safer? Don't let them tackle each other. Drastically changes the game. That does not mean that I oppose helmets or things to make the game safer or smarter. Okay? I don't quite know why that's such a hard concept for people to get, but I keep having to repeat over and over and over that I am for safety. Okay? I do not oppose mandatory condoms because I don't want safety. And again, I don't oppose condoms. I oppose mandatory condoms for everything. I oppose that because I do not believe that helps or forwards our industry at all. It doesn't help the performers either. It helps them find other jobs. They'll certainly be welcome in other industries because they won't be shooting here. That's my take on it. But again, not opposed to safety. See if anybody can twist that, I guess. What we're fighting against here essentially is the reality of the marketplace. At this point, and again, for me, I'm not really bothered by condoms. And I've got years of this. We'll go over the history of it in another podcast. But I've got 15 years of this particular fight. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't take away from my masturbatory enjoyment of porn to see condoms. It does for a lot of you. I've heard from you over the years. I respect that. Certainly you can't deny that some people are going to not be turned on by it. Okay? And that means they're not going to buy it. And if they're not going to buy it, is there an industry left to be had? I think the alternative, the better alternative, is to create a marketplace for this. You know, to make sure that if you believe that the best way to ensure performer safety is with condoms, then support condoms. Support them. Support them loudly. Support them with your wallet. Support them with your words. Go out there and make a spectacle of, you know what? I buy condom porn. I review condom porn. I support condom porn. Do that. Create that marketplace. Change the marketplace. Because right now the reality is condom porn does not compete with bareback. Okay, we'll go into motives again in another podcast. We're playing this one totally straight. Okay, we're not even going to argue points. We're just going to state the facts. Right now, it outsells. Okay, Wicked does great with condom porn. They absolutely do. Would they like to see the playing field leveled? I don't know. Jessica Drake's out there opposing Measure B. So I don't think that they're necessarily, they being condom companies, looking for government intervention. There are some people out there who want the playing field leveled. And, you know, I'm sorry, that's not the way to do it. The way to do it is to create your own marketplace. You want this? Let's make it happen. And that really is the point. Given the reality of the marketplace, if we can agree that the reality of the marketplace is that bareback porn sells better. Okay, I'm not going to go so far as to say condom porn doesn't sell. Okay, I'm not going to. Some people would argue that. I'm not even going to argue that far. I'm going to stay right here on logical, moderate, level ground and say, here we go. It doesn't sell as well. Given the reality of that marketplace, what do? We reinforce what we believe is good. In my case, it is choice, and it is increasing the choice for all three people I said had to have choice, performers, company, and consumer. Okay? Increasing that choice. If you believe that condoms should be mandatory because it is the best way to keep people safe, then support porn where it is already mandatory. Support that. If you come out and support that, then you can make a difference. You can help create the kind of porn that you want. And it doesn't then have to be forced upon the industry. Prove that those who say that it will not sell are wrong. Prove them wrong. Spend your money on condom companies, on condom performers. Feature them prominently on your blogs and your websites. If that's your agenda, promote it. Prove them wrong. That's the best way to do it. Our alternative is to support an outside force coming in and enforcing rules upon us that we have no choice but to follow. Remember, those who would not allow us to choose for ourselves range from true believers who really are fighting for health to those who would say porn is evil and should be shut down, period, end of story, we have no choice. Okay, let's face it, I have supported Shelley Lubin in the past because I believe that an outreach program for women who want out of the industry is vital and important, but those days are gone. Okay, she's shown herself to be someone who simply wants the industry gone. Her answer to helping women out of porn is to destroy porn. I'm sorry, I can't back that up. So we have to find a way to reach those on the other side and show them that we can and will be responsible and that we will make this industry safer. So let's just recap. What am I in favor of? I'm in favor of the choice to use a condom from the performer's aspect, from the company's aspect, and from the consumer's aspect. I believe that there should be both options. For the consumer, there should be bareback porn. There should also be condom porn. And consumers, specifically pro-condom consumers, have to make their preference known. The anti-condom folks certainly have. That's your best option from the consumer end. From the company end, those companies that believe in condoms keep selling it, keep marketing it, and you're doing the right thing. Okay? Focus on that. And for the performers, this is where it gets tough, and this is where, you know, I've been attacked already as not caring because I realize that a perfect choice, a choice without consequence, does not exist. Okay, if a performer chooses to perform condom only, he or she will face consequences, and right now that consequence is less work because there are less scenes available for condom performers than there are for non. That's the reality. Change the reality. Don't take away the choice. That's my argument. That's my belief. I respect those who disagree and don't need them to attack me because that's my belief. That's what I am in favor of. I'm in favor of choice in condom use. Period. I am not in favor of OSHA or the government or churches or anyone coming in and saying this is what you can and cannot do. And that is a consistent point of view that I have always held. whether the attack was on content, whether it was Rob Black going to jail, or Max Hardcore going to jail, or John Stagliano up on charges, or Seymour Butts up on charges, or people being outraged by, you know, politically incorrect titles. It's always been the same. Let's not destroy our industry by turning it over to someone who would destroy it. And that's what we're looking at. So that is what I'm not in favor of, is mandatory. Because at its core, mandatory takes away choice. I will absolutely accept arguments from those who would say that my belief in choice is imperfect, that performers do not have choice without consequences, that companies do not have choice without consequences. Consumers generally have choice without consequences. The other two people that I'm concerned with don't have that. I recognize that. But if the alternative is that nobody has a choice, I fail to see how that's better. I fail to see how the solution to imperfect choice is lack of choice. I fail on a practical, on an economic, on a political, on a philosophical basis. I fail to see that point. You're going to have to really convince me that giving up all choice is the answer to imperfect choice. So until a better option is available on the menu, this is where I stand. Those who have been attacking me this week for stating my opposition to mandatory condoms have not offered a middle ground. They've offered, let's see what happens when OSHA shuts down the industry, when OSHA enforces condoms. No, I don't want to see what happens, because I know what will happen. The industry will shut down. People will lose their jobs. If the industry moves out of Los Angeles, I'm not that worried anymore. You know, if you want to force it out of Los Angeles, fine. The problem is they're going to force it out of everywhere, and it will go overseas. That's what's going to happen. That's where we're pushing our industry, overseas, away from this idea that we can make it perfectly safe. Okay? I want porn safe for performers, because I care about performers, and I care about everyone's health. I really do. Destroying the industry might not be the best way to do that. That's my take. I care very much about performer safety. I care very much about performers having genuine choice. I want to work toward both. I don't want to see it taken away. It's just that simple. All right, well, that was it for that. We did get one question from Twitter from my friend Mr. Blue Lou Boyle. Blue Lou asks, how many years left do you think DVDs will be around before they go the way of the 8-track, audio cassette, and VHS, or will they hang around a bit like vinyl albums? Clearly, DVD sales have just gone in the tank over the last few years. I can't remember a popular technological advancement dying as quickly as DVDs did. I mean, Laserdisc died quickly, but they never really caught on. DVD was huge for a few years. I mean, everybody had DVD player. Everybody switched their VHS over to DVD, and it was just this sort of massive, great format. And now it's gone. And I think people are going more toward digital, digital download. And I think that's really the way it's going to go. I think porn on DVD will always sort of exist for those people who don't have computers and don't have high-speed internet, people who want that collection. I mean, people still buy CDs, I guess. So I don't think it's going to go completely away. But I'm not sure that its impact is going to come back anytime soon. Blu-ray and high definition really did not save porn. A lot of people were hoping that it would, and what they found is that porn fans aren't that concerned with high-end quality at that level. And I think that's really what we've seen. And I don't think that's coming back. You know, I think people are downloading. Too many are downloading for free. And a lot of it depends on what, if anything, can be done about piracy. CD sales were crushed by Napster, and then, you know, some legal decisions helped make downloading music through iTunes more popular and profitable. I still think people are probably downloading for free, just not on Napster. It's still out there. I'm sure it's always going to be out there. But there may be something that sort of puts a stop to the porn tube sites or slows it down, and maybe video on demand is more what drives it. I also think people, fans, are going more toward end-user product. You know, they're going to AuroraSnow.com to get Aurora's stuff directly and through Clips for Sale stores and things like that. I think you're going to see more of that. Will there still be some DVD? Sure. You know, they're releasing that on DVD. But you're going to see a lot of, you know, the way to see your favorite girl is on her site through her live cam shows. And that's sort of the business model of the future. That's what I think. That's it. That was the end of podcast number one on condoms. Tried very hard to stay very factual. Hopefully people will refer back to this when, you know, when others will insist on misinterpreting my very clear position. And, you know, maybe the next couple will sort of explore the idea of choice and what that means and how we can improve that reality and turn my quote-unquote silly company man attitude towards something real that is advantageous for performers and helps keep them safe. Thank you very much. If you have any comments, rogreviews.com. There is a direct comment at the bottom of this page, wherever you're reading it. Hopefully we'll get it to you in a format that you like. If you have any suggestions for topics, any questions, comments, criticisms, shoot my way, rog@rogreviews.com. You can also follow me on Twitter if you'd like. Roger T. Pipe, R-O-G-E-R-T-P-I-P-E on Twitter. Thanks very much. Have a great day.